Ralph Showman. He's a...
Thank you, brothers and sisters. It's good to see you out here today. You know, we are gathered together now in Chicago for a four-day conference to come and put together the evidence that we've been preparing over a period of 5 years. And it is massive evidence. It's evidence that draws upon what has been presented to you frequently, but I cannot emphasize it enough, that the events of 9/11 were in the hands and in the knowledge of every major intelligence agency in the world prior to the event. French intelligence, British intelligence, German intelligence, Israeli intelligence, and publishing it as well as Russian intelligence reports that appeared in the Allgemeine Gesellschaft, the largest newspaper, the Frankfurter Allgemeine Gesellschaft in Germany. As you're aware, it isn't just Willie Brown who was instructed not to fly to New York on the 11th. It was members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. It was Ariel Sharon, the then Prime Minister of Israel. The preparations for 9/11 were a not very well kept secret. On the contrary, with a supreme arrogance, the major intelligence agencies of collateral countries dependent upon the United States were fully apprised and fully prepared and fully documented in laying out what came to be known later as the events of 9/11. We are often accused, those of us who are engaged in this work, of being involved in what is called conspiracy theory and conspiracy mongering. And there's a certain irony about that, as I like to point out, because if you walk into any district attorney's office or confront the agenda of any prosecutor at the state or federal or county or municipal level, you will find that the most frequently invoked category of juridical prosecution is that of conspiracy. The RICO Act, conspiracy to defraud. At every level, the category of conspiracy is the basic tool of prosecution, and I should say persecution, of those who run afoul of this system of banking and corp control. For the most part, as you know, the victims of these prosecutions are the most disadvantaged and the poor, what can be called the criminalization of poverty. Over 2.2 million in the American prison system, a percentage of the population far in excess of what was present either in Brezhnev's Soviet Union or, for that matter, the apartheid regime of South Africa. And this vast prosecutional apparatus that is deployed against the most victimized and vulnerable in our society is forever invoking the category of conspiracy to carry out their investigations and their persecutions and their frame-ups. But the only conspiracy, if you like, that they are disinterested in pursuing is that of those who have real power in the society, the rulers who call the shots. And when we look at the past history of our country, we find that every major war, every major predation, every attempt to seize the resources of other people, to subjugate their populations, to obtain their oil, and to secure their cheap labor, has been preceded by exactly the kind of events that unfolded at 9/11. When they wanted to grab the Philippines and Cuba from Spain in 1898, a ship was blown up in Havana Harbor, and the cry was put out, "Remember the Maine!" The Maine battleship, in fact, was blown up by the U.S. military itself, as is widely acknowledged. And one of the interesting things about the documentation of this is that in 1962, to jump ahead, you've heard about Operation Northwoods. Well, Operation Northwoods came to light for a very particular reason. It was not something that was intended to reach our ears and eyes, I can assure you of that. But when Oliver Stone made a movie about the execution of John F. Kennedy, and the impact of JFK was such that the impact of JFK was such that a call and a cry was made to release the documents pertaining to the assassination of Kennedy. And in the assassination archives that were disclosed was found Operation Northwoods. In 1962, in the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Joint Chiefs of Staff and its chairman, Lyman Limnitzer, conceived and put forward a plan for hijacking airplanes and crashing them into buildings and for killing U.S. citizens in Miami and in Washington, D.C. And they anticipated the shooting down of the rocket carrying John Glenn astronaut. All of this was to be imputed to the Cuban Revolution and to Fidel Castro to provide a pretext for invading Cuba. And if you look at Operation Northwood and the documents therein, you will find a reference to the example of the Maine. As a mine was planted on the Maine, say the Joint Chiefs of Staff in their document within the confines of the National Security Council, so we will replicate that prior event with Operation Northwoods. And there you see, from 1898 to 1962 and beyond, the process and the pattern of what we call false flag operations, and nowhere is there more pristine an example of a false flag operation than in the events of 9/11 themselves.